Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 16th of May. The Nature of Man. King David, as he reflected upon the revelation of the name of the Lord in the earth, asked Yahweh, "What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor." In the first instance, David's query, "What is man?" indicated his consideration of the subsidiary questions, "Who am I? Where do I come from? And what is my purpose in life?" David recognized that the answers to these questions belonged to the Lord's thoughts regarding mankind. Furthermore, he understood that Yahweh's thoughts regarding the origin, constitution, and destiny of man revealed the reason why and the means by which he visits us. Notably, this was the very psalm that the Apostle Paul quoted to explain the purpose for Christ's offering as the Son of Man. In other words, the ministry and offering of the Son of Man revealed the answer to David's query regarding the elements of man's nature and God's thoughts towards us. When he came into the world, the Son of Man established the pathway of salvation through which the sons of men could be born as sons of God. Wonderfully, through this offering journey, Jesus was manifest as the last Adam, the first of the new humanity that was promised to Abraham. Contrasting Christ with the first man, Paul wrote, "And so it is written, the first man Adam became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit." Christ became a life-giving spirit through his offering journey as the Son of Man. This is because he authored the pathway upon which the sons of men could be born from above and be brought to glory as sons of God. The references used in today's devotions are Psalm 8, verses 4 and 5, Psalm 40, verse 5, Hebrews chapter 2, verses 5 to 8, Genesis chapter 15, verse 5, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45, and Hebrews chapter 5, verses 9 to 10. For further study, Hebrews chapter 2.